The truth is hard to come by, because most nations are deceived about themselves. Rationalizations and the incessant search for scapegoats are the psychological cataract. Told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problems. I have tried to offer them my deepest compassion while maintaining my conviction that social change comes most meaningfully through nonviolent action. They ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? They ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problem, bring about the changes it wanted. Their questions hit home, and I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly. The greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government, for the sake of those boys, for the sake of this government, for the sake of the hundreds of thousands trembling under our violence, I cannot be silent. There's been a lot of applauding over the last few years. They've applauded our total movement. They've applauded me. America and most of its newspapers applauded me in Montgomery. I stood before thousands of Negroes getting ready to riot when our own said, we can't do it this way. They applauded us in the sit-in movement. We non-violently decided to.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Yeah. knucklehead, no one to talk to.
Love Radio.